episode number 1441 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lucas Porter. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Evgeny Kisilov and NTV. This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai.
In 1993, together with Alexei Savarev and Igor Malyshenko, he created the independent commercial television company NTV. RTVI is a Russian-language global satellite channel that Gasinski launched in the United States in 2002 after fleeing Russia. In 1984, he began working on state television and radio, and in 1987 left for the International Department of the Television Program, Time. During this time, he hosted the popular weekly news release, Itogi, on the independent channel NTV. In the 1990s, he hosted the weekly NTV news media Itogi, and he became one of the country's most prominent television reporters, criticizing government corruption and President Boris Yeltsin. In 2001, he left NTV after being acquired by the state-controlled Gazprom. Before the government refused to renew his broadcasting license in January 2002, he briefly served as the CEO of TV6. He later moved to Ukraine, where he became the host of various shows. Program. Political talk show. He was one of the first Russian journalists to be kicked out of Putin's political system. Kisilov told IMR Olga Melnikova about the future of Russian journalism, the propaganda of the Kremlin, her life as an immigrant, and her chances of returning to Russia. In 1997, journalist Yevgeny Kisilov was appointed chairman of the board of OJSC Telekompania NTV. The shameful Russian-American businessman Boris Jordan succeeded Kisilov at the helm of NTV. The channel managers who were fired included Vladimir Gasinski, the head of the blockade, and Yevgeny Kisilov, the director general and chief reporter of the radio station. The new leadership of NTV reacted with its own version of the news, which led to an unusual duel on the air. The takeover of NTV's headquarters came after an 11-day standoff in which reporters refused to take over control of Gazprom, and the takeover marks the end of the only American-style television organization created outside the Kremlin's control. In post-communist Russia, the board coup has raised concerns that he will now join two Russian state-owned television stations as the Kremlin's spokesman, which means Russian President Vladimir Putin has orchestrated a cleanup of mainstream electronic media. At today's meeting of shareholders, Gazprom executives voted to liquidate NTV's board of directors and several members of the TV channel's editorial staff. The acquisition of NTV is the latest chapter in the saga of Gasinski, a Russian media mogul who has faced ongoing legal troubles after losing the Kremlin's favor. NTV, like other media mosty, sharply criticized President Vladimir Putin and paid more attention than other Russian media outlets to allegations of corruption among key members of the Yeltsin-era Kremlin. Kisilov was one of the most outspoken journalists and leaders of media most. In recent months, he has become a prominent standard-bearer of the free press in Russia and a staunch opponent of the Kremlin. Prior to his dismissal, he was the chief executive officer and chief editor of NTV. He became the first reporter who showed Israel from a completely new and unknown side to viewers. He became the first journalist to open a whole new and unknown side to Israel. The Kisilov's team, headed by the same journalist, created the sixth channel CJSC in March 2002. Kisilov's team, headed by the same journalist, created Channel 6 in March 2002. In 2001, Kisilov had to leave his position and leave his favorite channel. They made me understand that in the ever-changing political situation in Russia and Russian TV, I became an unwelcome person. Konstantin Ernst offered me a job on Channel 1, shooting original documentaries on historical subjects in the same style as when I was working at the old NTV. When I got home, I went to work as a Persian teacher in Hongchi Academy, a famous KGB college. Today, Kisilov Yevgeny Alexeyevich is known as an outstanding journalist and politician. Today, Kisilov Yevgeny Alexeyevich is known as an outstanding journalist and political figure. According to Kommersant, in 1998, Yevgeny Kisilov became one of the richest and most famous people in Russia. The famous journalist was born in a family of engineers in Moscow on June 15, 1956. A well-known TV presenter and star of the so-called old NTV channel, Yevgeny Kisilov has been living and working in Kiev since 2008. Yevgeny Kisilov is a well-known Russian and Ukrainian journalist, political analyst, founder of the independent commercial television company NTV.
Yevgeny Kisilev is a well-known Russian and Ukrainian journalist, political analyst and founder of the independent commercial TV channel NTV. The NTV television company is quickly gaining a worthy place and becoming one of the most popular on Russian television. NTV CEO Yevgeny Kisilev told Newsweek reporter Christian Kirill what his fate means for Russia. Yevgeny Kisilev, the general manager of NTV television and the host of the weekly analytical news program Itogi, was summoned today to the Attorney General's office for questioning. Today, the press center of the department announced that Kisilev will be questioned for criminal investigations into the Most Security Service of Most, which, like NTV and its parent company Media Most Holdings, belongs to Vladimir Gasinsky. According to other sources, the guards confused Yevgeny Kisilev with his namesake, Dmitry Kisilev, general director of the Russian international news agency Russia Sogodnia. Dmitry Kisilev indeed blacklisted the Ukrainian authorities. It would never occur to anyone to call Vladimir Posner an American or French journalist in Russia. Perhaps Igor Malyshenko was too harsh when he said that the NTV reporters who stayed behind to work with Jordan and Koch sold their birthright for a bowl of soup. A few hours later, Jordan and Vladimir Kulistikov, the former head of the state news agency who had been appointed the new editor-in-chief of NTV, arrived and had an exciting meeting with the staff. Among those absent was Yevgeny Kisilev, the ousted CEO of NTV, who flew to Spain to consult with the founder of the exiled network, Vladimir Gasinsky, who is fighting Russia's extradition request. Kisilev immediately returned to Moscow and began to organize his troops. Russian-American banker Boris Jordan, a Russian-American banker who replaced Gazprom as CEO of Gazprom, argued that the acquisition was not made by the government. Careful planning is simply due to the poor financial management of NTV. The meeting was deemed illegal by its partners and most of the channel's employees, resulting in Gazprom executives occupying 6 of the 9 board seats, including the president, directors and editor-in-chief of News and Current Affairs. 2 months ago, or even earlier, 2.5 months ago, I and a group of famous NTV reporters were invited to the Kremlin to meet with the president. The president stated that he was very familiar with the surrounding situation. National TV station. You know, I have no doubt that the president knows what is happening.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.